Brennan. BBC
Radio Bristol. Let's catch up with one of our regular newspaper reviewers, shall we? And today it is the Queen of Southmead, Dina Perry. Good morning.
Good morning, Emma.
Oh, I haven't spoken to you in ages. Are you okay?
I know. Yes, we're all fine. I'm just really sad not to be able to see people's faces, Emma.
I haven't seen anyone's face in this studio since March. I can't even... I have to look at Joe Lima through a piece of glass. So, how have you been coping with everything, Dina? Are you fairly chipper or are you feeling a bit weary?
Well, one of the things I want to talk about, and it is positive that's come out of COVID, is our Meadows to Meaders. And Meadows to Meaders is the Southmead soap opera. It's been going 4 years. We've performed two plays and all the stories are actual real stories from residents that have written their experiences over the years put into a play. And we go from the 1930s right up to date. Sadly, we weren't able to perform in March.
No.
We have been meeting by Zoom. It's not quite the same, but we've managed to still have a lot of laughter.
Oh, how are you getting on with Zoom, Dina?
I think I've got used to it now. It's a bit scary because when you're talking, you're sort of the only one. And it's a bit weird, but I think nearly 7 months down the line, I have got used to it. But one of our ladies decided, well, if we can't perform our play, we could, that's Meadows to Meaders 3, mm-hmm. which was about a wedding in Southmead, and the audience were going to be part of the congregation.
Love this.
So we've had to park that because we can't perform at the moment. But one of our ladies came up with the idea of doing a radio play.
Oh, like The Archers.
Yes, but better than The Archers, because it's all true, Emma. And we came up with the idea that Southmead Cares, that's our kind of theme, and it's related to Southmead Hospital as well.
Right.
So Southmead Hospital, it's been here forever. 1890s, it was a workhouse, first of all, and then it went into a hospital. So we've been collecting our stories, and Ruth Myers, our producer, she's amazing with us. She takes our stories, goes back home, writes the scripts, and then we tell her, Ruth, a meter wouldn't say it like that. So she goes back and writes it again, and she actually does come back the following week.
So are you in the process of turning it into a radio play then?
Yes. One of our ladies suggested, well, if we can't perform, why don't we do something on the radio?
Amazing.
So we're going to write a script, and we're collecting stories about Southmead Hospital and medical things like that. Ruth has actually been in contact with Sasha Bigwood from Radio Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to do our play, write the script, do our play, and somehow maybe it can get on the Radio Bristol, or maybe even, I don't know, even the hospital radio, something like that.
Amazing. Oh, Dina, I love this. Do you know what? Southmeaders, you triumph over adversity every time, don't you?
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
You don't let anything get in your way. Listen,
no.
It's so lovely to hear your voice, and thank you for the update, and we'll keep in touch about that because I can't wait to hear that on the radio.
You'll be hearing it, Emma. Yes.
Thank you, Dina.